for an enlisted man at Fort Hays, it wasn't enough to win a woman's heart and ask her hand in marriage. You needed the permission of your commanding officer and a few other key logistics to make the wedding take shape. The intriguing story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Join Top Producer for the 7th Annual Executive Women in Agriculture Conference held downtown Chicago, November 29th to December 1st. This business-focused seminar dedicated to women producers and agribusiness professionals will allow attendees to expand their management skills and network with over 300 female peers. This year's keynote speaker is Steph Davis, a professional rock climber, base jumper, and skydiver. For more information and to register, visit execwomeninag.com.
Robert Wilhelm is director of Fort Hays State Historic Site. The outpost has a wealth of information about the Old West, and one of the most interesting chapters has to be the enlisted men who wish to marry the local girls.
To enlist in the Army as a private, you had to be single. But once you got in the Army, if you wanted to get married, you could get married, providing your company commander gave his permission.
Getting permission to marry meant a private needed to measure up to certain requirements.
What he looked at was, were you a good soldier? Were you a guy that drank up all of his money every payday? Or did you save some? Did you send some back to your folks? Were you a soldier that other soldiers could look up to?
For upstanding enlisted men, the permission to marry might still depend on another important factor.
He would look at how many laundresses there were, because that's the only thing your wife could do. An officer's wife didn't have to do anything to live here. In fact, they had servants and so on. But an enlisted man's wife, the only thing that she could do was the laundry.
Even at large posts like Fort Hays, the laundry positions were few, and that might mean a marriage would just have to wait.
Each company was allotted 4 laundresses. Here at Fort Hays, we had room for 4 companies, so we had room for 16 laundresses. Now, if you wanted to get married and your company already had its allotment of laundresses, you probably would be able to get married, no matter how good of a soldier you were, because you could not live off post and your wife could not live on post unless she worked.
The enlisted man, his laundress wife, and any children were given a 12 by 12 room to live in. A laundress could make $10 to $15 per month. Not bad, considering the enlisted man was making $13. Traveling the countryside in Hays, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.